Okay, I've got another old violin for sale. I'm going to call this one Old Violin Number 14. And in my opinion, this is an old French violin from around 1880 to 1890 era. It's in pretty good shape. It's had an old repair on the top, kind of a saddle crack on the left side of the saddle, going up not quite as far as the end of the tailpiece. But it's closed and cleated and repaired fine. Shouldn't be any problem. Has a nice flamed maple one or two-piece back. It's got a fine tuners on the tailpiece, not a fine tuner tailpiece, but the tuners are added onto a regular standard ebony tailpiece, which fits this fiddle pretty good because the body's just a tad bit longer than some of your German fiddles. Not a lot, but just a little. But as far as the tone, I like the tone of this fiddle. It's falls under that deeper, smoother tone that most fiddlers like. Not everybody, but I like this fiddle a lot. Has helichord strings on it, and I think you'll hear in the tone it's more of a mellow-sounding, rounded tone, which is, in my opinion, advantageous, especially if you're not the best fiddler, and I'm not. So. You'll notice it has a nice meaty G string. A good E string, it's not shrill, but the G string is excellent on here. And for bluegrass fiddling, that's a must, in my opinion. That's the D string. Here's the G string. The A is good and strong. All the strings are pretty even. Play a Shokin Farewell because it's a tune that kind of lets you hear the whole range of the violin or the fiddle. think you'll be able to hear the general personality of this fiddle. Again, I have a money-back guarantee, so there's no big risk. Although I think this would be an upgrade for a good number of fiddlers, because I know I go to a lot of festivals, and most fiddlers out there don't have a fiddle this good. Not to say that some don't have some better, but most don't. So I have full confidence that somebody, it'll make somebody a real nice violin. All right, thanks a lot.